everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of December 10th through 16th, 2012, the first week of the national seasons with half of Europe competing this week. But some of the biggest news is rumors related to upcoming nationals, much of it not good. Perhaps the biggest is a report that Caitlin Weaver broke her ankle while she and Andrew Pogier were training last night, though as I record this Sunday evening, this is not confirmed. Elsewhere, there's also word Yan Han has dislocated his shoulder that will take him out of Chinese nationals, and Kaixing Zhang, despite being on the roster for that, may pull out, and not even for an injury, but because politics may force her into retirement. In the US, in less grim news, two pairs now have replaced a program. Firstly, Siski Mecca and Chris Kanirim were getting a new free, apparently set to Life is Beautiful, and now Tiffany Weiss and Don Baldwin are skating their short to Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, which they skated to during their first season together 3 years ago. Some warming up for later nationals was seen at the bigger of two international European competitions this week, the Golden Spin of Zagreb in Croatia, though that suffered some high-profile withdrawals, including Yuna Kim, with her agency commenting that now that she has the minimum tech score for World, she'll probably only do that in Korean nationals this season. So Carolina Kostner was ridiculously unchallenged for the ladies' title, and she helped her cause with a clean short that included a triple-toe-triple-toe combination, though she struggled more in the long, turning out of a Lutz doubling a flip, singling the first and third jump of her three jump, and partially under-rotating two more triples to have only one clean one, which left her tech score below that of both Russian silver medalist Kristina Zaitseva and Brazilian bronze medalist Isadora Williams, though at 175.02, Kostner still won by over 25 points. Zaitseva had her own pair of singles in her long, was clean in neither program, but silver still wasn't too hard. Williams had a clean short, if along with a couple of partial downgrades, including an 11-successful double axel loop triple salco attempt, doubled flip and fall on her axle, as she was actually initially fourth after the short, where Polina Shilipin was third, amid comments from her coach that after being off the ice for some time due to her leg, she came here to see if she was up for Russian nationals. Her results here might indicate not. Her short troubles included a fall, and her long problems included two falls, three partial downgrades, a single jump, and other problems even besides that. She finished fifth. The ice dance competition, though losing the initial top team, gained in their place Ekaterina Ryazanova and Ilya Tichenko, who totaled 161.34 and won by a dozen points, managing to get through the competition, level 3 steps, level 4 everything else, though the last steps in the free could have used improvement, though Azerbaijani silver medalist Yulia Solobina and Alex Sitnikov weren't too shabby themselves on the levels, if maybe not so good on the execution of their short dance lift, they too were unchallenged. Ukrainian bronze medalist Yopam Heek and Canadian Dmitry Dun, on the other hand, had to hold on to their podium spot against Lithuanians Isabella Tobias and Davide Stagnunis, who in the free were level 4 outside their steps and were third in that segment, but a weaker short with weaker steps left them six going in, and they couldn't quite make the difference up, so finished fourth. The men's competition had never had anyone that big, and it didn't have much suspense either, after one of the two Russians, Mark Shakhmatov, fell twice in the short on a partially under-rotated quad and way under-rotated triple axel, ending up down in fifth nearly 15 points behind the other one, leader Vladislav Sezganov, who skated clean with the segment's only clean triple axel, if not quad attempt. Sezganov landed the only clean triple axel of the free two, for Shakhmatov, on harder technical content, actually won the segment by 10 points, but while Sezganov still avoided major mistakes, Shakhmatov had partial downgrades on three jumps, including a quad triple attempt and a triple axel, which he fell on and had to settle for silver. Sezganov holding on 178.63 to 174.96. Danish bronze medalist Eustace Strid was the only other skater to attempt the triple axel in both programs, though it wasn't clean in the short, where he also had a partial downgrade in his combo, and in the free he fell in the first attempt and a Lutz, before failing to even partially rotate the second attempt. He was fourth in that segment behind British skater David Richardson, who skated clean outside a handful of dumbbells, but a bad one in his short held him down to fourth. Alas, the pairs competition lost both the would-be top pairs, leaving a three-team pairs field, narrowly topped by Azerbaijani team Angelina Katerina and Philip Tarasov with 110.96. They landed through triple Lutzes in both programs, but singled Salchow attempts in the short, doubled and had a fall on them in the long, and had a lift-end spin invalidated. The other two teams were arguably messier. The second international competition was the inaugural Denkova Stavisky Cup in Sofia, which, despite being named for an ice dance team, was singles only. Italy's other ladies went there to sweep the podium, led by Valentina Marquet, who had a partial downgrade in her short, but a very good free, despite a doubled toe and a couple of other tiny issues. She totaled 160.15 points and won by nearly 30 points over Francesca Rio, who had a clean short but a few larger mistakes in her long. Still was over 15 points below her that Roberta Rodriguero squeaked out the bronze by 0.06 over Turkish skater Sila Saigi, who was completely clean in her free outside her double toe, but that only left her with one triple. So in the segment, she barely beat Rodriguero, who had a doubled flip, a fall, and two downgrades. And Rodriguero had built a slightly bigger advantage from the short, where they both fell in their solo and messed up their combos, but Saigi had messed hers up worse. At 205.17, Uzbek skater Misha G dominated the other five men, despite failing to rotate his triple axel in the short, falling it out on the free, and then messing messing it up again. They're repeating Chan's error from last week, following with three combos to lose Valiana's three jump, and he combined a magnificent choreographic sequence with a music violation. Italian skater Maurizio Zandron won silver by a margin almost as big, by making no major mistakes outside falling on his only triple axel attempt in the long. The only other man to try the axel was home skater Yasin Petkov, again in the free, where he failed to even partially rotate it, combined with other major mistakes on every single jump except one triple toe, he fell from third to fourth, leaving bronze to fellow Bulgarian Manuel Atanasov, who made multiple major mistakes in both programs but was the only other man to rotate any triples. A bigger competition was arguably the joint Czech-Polish-Slovakian nationals held this week in Sies in Poland, except that the anticipated Czech showdown was averted when Michael Brzina, first in the short after a less than clean quad salchow, fell on his would-be combo and hit the boards, then pulled out before the free citing a fever, leaving Tomas Werner unchallenged for both his ninth national title and the overall win. Werner wasn't quite clean on either of his quads either. Those only big problems was losing the combo on his second axel and doubling a Lutz. He managed a very good total of 229.55. Fellow Czech Pavel Kaska easily won the silver, with a fall on a triple axel and a triple single in the short, but only minor errors in the free, where he didn't do the triple axel. And Patrick Mysik in third easily won his first Polish title by not trying the triple axel and skating clean throughout. As the slow Slovakian entry, Margo Klipach by default won that title, though he didn't skate as well, finishing seventh. The ladies were a bit turbulent. After the short, three Czechs led, Jana Kufalova, Klára Zvetlíková, and Laura Razajková. The first skated more or less clean, the second was pretty close with the highest tariff, the third had the second highest tariff for trouble with her combo and a fall on a partially under-rotated axel. But the first two struggled in the free, where a fall on a way under-rotated loop and doubles dropped Kufalova to fifth, and two falls among her mistakes with only one clean triple dropped Zvetlíková to fourth, causing both of them to lose the title to Razajková, who held on to third, though even she, with a couple singles and a couple more errors, was passed by Nicole Radziková to claim a second-rate Slovakian title, and Agata Krieger claiming her first Polish one. Krieger had been fourth with a not quite clean short, and Radziková had been sixth with a terrible one. So while Radziková won the free over Krieger, even there, three partial downgrades to Krieger's one and other errors from them both kept her from making up too much, and Krieger was left narrowly standing over her to win, 123.22 to 122.53. Two Czech and three Polish senior ice dance teams competed, and initially Lucy Myslikova and Neil Brown weren't too far ahead of her former partner Matej Novak and his very new partner Gabriela Kubova, or two-time and reigning Polish champions and last year's competition winners Aleksandra Zaborygina and Maciej Bernadowski. But then Kubova and Novak blew it in the free, dropping down to fourth even, behind Justyna Plutowska and Piotra Gerber. Though Zaborygina and Bernadowski held their position fine for their third title, the Myslikova and Brown took the competition 125.05 to 121.73 along with their first Czech title. The only junior competition was also ice dance, with four Czech teams, one of which, Karolina Prozashova and Michael Skeska, won fairly easily, and one Polish, Joanna Zakic and Kazary Zawadzki, who came in fourth. Their two senior pairs, both Polish, neither who skated that well, but higher technical content got Marcelina Lech and Jakub Tyke 100.77 for their first senior national title. The men were a similar story at French Nationals in Strasbourg, where Brian Joubert pulled out due to the flu, which left Florent Amodio unchallenged for second men's title, especially when he was clean with both programs outside his quads and axles, though he didn't rotate the quad salchow in any of his three attempts and had trouble with his axle combo in the free, singled his first attempt, then got out a second lone triple axel. Still, everything else netted him 230.44, where no one else broke 200. Silver medalist Chafik Besseguier landed the only other clean triple axel in the short and pulled off the only triple axel combo of the competition in the free, but he stumbled on the solo one, and he too had a failed quad attempt in each program, among other errors. Bronze medalist Romain Ponsard had more difficulties, seeing his quad attempts in each program fully downgraded, falling on it in the free, and having trouble with an axel in the short too, and popping it in combination in the free, though first he too pulled off a clean one. Plus he also had a couple more jump errors, but both men, like Amodio, went pretty much unchallenged. The ladies, on the other hand, saw a close finish between Mai Bernice Maytay and Anaïs Vantard, both seeking their first title. Maytay, with a triple toe, narrowly edged Vantard out in the short, where both more or less skated clean, only to partially under-rotate and fall on two jumps in the free, where Vantard avoided anything harder than a triple salchow, but had only minor errors, and when the numbers crunched together, Vantard was just on top, 154.04 to 153.48. A little bit back, Laurine Lecavalier was clean in the short and made smaller mistakes in the free, particularly on the lift and flip attempts, to prove a slightly surprising but decisive bronze medalist. After the short, she initially had Leonel Aguilar-Ngori, who had landed the triple toe, breathing down her neck, but she made bigger mistakes in her sixth place free and had to hold on to fourth ahead of Lena Morocco, who had a very bad short, when with a handful of mistakes in a fourth place free, couldn't make up for it. The three-team ice dance competition for their fourth title was an easy affair for Nathalie Pechel and Fabian Borzat, even before their free had level fours on 7 out of 8 elements and totaled 177.21. There was a junior ice dance competition here, but only Gabriela Papadakis and Guillaume Kazayrin were entered. The pairs Westfield had two teams, and even with a disastrous twist and combo in the pre, Vanessa James and Morgan Cypress had plenty to boast about en route to their first national title together, including the triple toe in the short, the triple sow cow in the free, and throw flips in both programs, as well as 162.01 points. Nationals were also held in all three of Finland, Sweden, and Norway. At Finnish nationals in Joensuu, Kira Korpi was the star and needed only one triple in the free skate, if a very good short with a triple toe, to score 170.05 and win by a landslide. Likewise, Yulia Turkila needed only one clean triple in the entire competition, if a lot of clean doubles accompanying it in her free, to come in an undisputed second. Third was a bit more competitive, with everyone except Korpi making at least one major mistake in the short. Rosalina Kuparinen initially had it with one of the competition's two successful Lutzes in her combo, but in the free, only two clean jumping passes might have actually been enough to hold off 5th place Beata Papp, who beat her in the free but had a worse short, and 6th Siaidai Rantanen, who had tailed her in the short but fell hard in the free, but not Alyssa Mikansari, who might have completely blown both solo and combo triple in a 10th place short, but not only skated a more or less clean free, but included 4 triples in it, including the other Lutz, and with that kind of content, in this field easily shot up to claim bronze. In the juniors, Lydia Montanen won the ladies, the silver medalist Lyubov Efremenko won the free to come up from 6th. There were 4 senior men, none of who tried the triple axel. 25-year-old Valter Virtanen won his first national title fairly decisively when his short was more or less clean, and though his free had some quibbles, his only major mistake throughout the competition was a single loop. The other three had far more. There were 4 junior men, too. Reigning men's champion Tino Elenius won a 4-entry competition where he had to come back from the short to knock out Juho Pirinen. The two ice dance teams were extremely close. Alicia Carmi and Max Lindholm held on to a short dance lead over Henna Lindholm and O.C. Canervo, 120.40 to 120.18. The former had a bad spin in the free, but the latter had been weak in general in the short. Sarah Aikai and Nusiville Partinen were the sole junior ice dance entry for the second year in a row. At Swedish nationals in Vaxjo, meanwhile, the senior ladies saw an upset when, after coming in second to her 3 years, Yoshi Helgason finally beat Sister Victoria, 175.84 to 171.97, to claim her first national title. She even won both segments, skating clean in the short while Victoria fell in a way under rotated triple toe, and skating very close to clean in the free while Victoria singled 3 jumps. Isabel Olsen more predictably won the bronze, though she lost her combo in the short to a fall and had 2 more, plus another bad jump and more partial downgrade in the free. None of the other ladies broke 100 overall. The juniors was a very close competition, with Rebecca Manuelsen coming back after the short to edge out Josephine Talagard by a 10th of a point. Alexander Majorov even more predictably won the senior men with a total of 219.45. There was triple axel in the short wasn't clean, and he fell in his quad and flip in the free. Andrej Spiegel took silver with a clean short and 3 doubles, 2 intentional, in the free. And Matthias Andersson, the 4th to 5th overall Bertil Skeppar in the short, and 4th overall Michael Newman in the free, took 3rd overall by minimizing his mistakes in the free, while Newman had neither triple, combo, or credit for a spin in the short, while Skeppar fell 3 times in the free. In the juniors, Nikki Obrejkov came back from 3rd to win, while short program winner Marcus Bjork dropped to 3rd. The only senior couple of any discipline was Roger Roll and Gustav Forsgren, winning their second Paris title by default, as they won their first 2 years ago, though with many errors, they only totaled 98.32. The only junior couple was the pair of Elsa Weiden and Alexander Backlund, who were much weaker still. Norwegian nationals in Stavanger was smaller, with the only senior skaters being 4 ladies, among whom, with 128.31, Camilla Jamerson claimed her second straight title fairly easily, if only on technical content. She was the only one to even try so much as a triple loop. Her short was only slightly messy than the ugly programs in the other three, and even her long had a fall, a partial downgrade, and a double. There were junior competitions in both ladies and men. Thea Rabe won the former on a short score, and was the only one to break 100, though in the second place, Jemima Rasmus won the free and got close, and Sodri Odval Bo was the only competitor in the latter. Swiss nationals in Geneva had senior competitions in singles and ice dance, and in a big field with the ladies, Tina Sturzinger claimed her first national title with 142.82 and an 8-point winning margin, though she was closely tailed in the short, where she needed a clean skate to stay ahead of Anna Ocharova, who even with a bad Lutz and partial downgrades on both jumps in her combo is a close second. The imported Russian ran into major problems in the free, though, failing to rotate any of her triples with 6 downgrades, 3 of them major, plus a fall and a costume failure, allowing Sturzinger to pull ahead even with 2 major downgrades and a couple small errors of her own. Indeed, they were lucky Yasmin Kimiko Yamada and Romy Buller, 3rd and 4th after the short, had equally disastrous frees, which dropped in the 5th and 6th, and Nicole Graf, who did beat Ocharova in the free, had a few mistakes herself, including 2 partial downgrades and a doubled loop, which between them left her with nothing harder than a sow cow, so Ocharova held her off overall for silver, and Graf herself moved up from 5th to 3rd, holding off Miriam Leuenberger, who was 2nd in the free with one of the cleanest programs, though even she had a fall in a couple of other quibbles, and multiple mistakes in a 7th place short held her down to 5th. The 5 Investigator Senior Men's competition was simpler. Stephane Walker claimed his first title. He jumped clean in the short, the last part of a spin, fell twice in the free, including on the only triple axel attempt by anyone, and had some other errors, including a time violation, with 190.19 still won by over 20 points. Ramona Elsener and Florian Roost were the only ice dance team. They did very well for themselves en route to their fourth straight, totaling 140.68. Oddly enough, the only junior competitors were Paris team Camille Heinkel and Nicolas Roulet. Spanish nationals in Madrid had more competitions. If so, few competitors. The three senior men and two senior ladies shared a warm-up, as did some of the couples across competitions. Javier Fernandez and Sonia Lafuente had no trouble taking their third and fourth titles respectively, with Lafuente remaining undefeated on any level at Spanish nationals. Fernandez fell in the quad salchow in the short, but landed it in the free, and while he tripled the quad toe attempt and had problems with the three jump, when he was the only guy to pull off the triple axel, what, 228.78, as the only guy to break 200, he still dominated. Lafuente, too, didn't have a competitor to break 100, and she scored 140.09 with a lovely short, if a free, with a pair of partial downgrades, pair of doubles, and a singled axel. Sarah Hurtado and Adria Diaz remain the only senior ice dance team ever to compete, claiming their third title with 122.08, an unfortunate end to their free involving a fall, one too many lifts, and two invalidated ones. And Veronika Grigoreva and Eretz Maitsu become the first senior pairs to compete ever. Though with no attempted triples and some mistakes even so, including no credit on their death spiral in the short, they only scored 83.88. There were four junior men, with Victor Bustamante dominating the other three, but eight junior ladies, with Marta Garcia winning fairly easily, and Celia Robledo and Louis Finero, and Naria and Javier Wyss as the only junior ice dance and pairs teams, respectively. At Estonian Nationals in Tallinn, Elena Glebova did well for herself with her seventh ladies' title, laying the triple toe in a clean short and getting through the three with only a doubled lutz and a partially downgraded loop. That made her hardest jump there at the salchow, but she totaled 159.78 and won by nearly 25 points over Svetlana Isakova, whose short wasn't quite clean, and her free had a double lutz and flitz and single double toe, if also a triple flip, and some spinning errors, causing her to very nearly slip behind bronze medalists Hillary Halvin, who without anything harder than a salchow herself had a clean short, but in the free a fall on one toe and big problems with the other, losing a combo, and she too had a single double. There were three men. The undefeated Viktor Romanenkov took his sixth straight senior title with a cleaner free than short and a total of 150 even. Irina Shatork and Tavi Ron were the sole couple. They took their fourth straight ice dance title with level 3 steps, level 4 everything else in the free, and 139.44 overall. In Russia, nationals may not be for two more weeks, but a few skaters competed this week at the Panin Memorial in St. Petersburg. The senior ladies' competition, of no one else even on the alternates list for nationals, was won by a large margin by Polina Agafonova. She didn't have the easiest time of it here, falling on a partially undertaken lutz in the short, where even the triple salchow triple toe, she was a couple of points behind the more or less clean Maria Artemieva. But Artemieva in the free was struggling even before a very hard fall derailed the last part of her program, while Agafonova, though falling on her very last jump, was generally steady on her way to 162.72 winning total. Valentina Trenishova was unchallenged for bronze. In the juniors, too, winner Diana Pervushkina came back from second. There were four senior men, two of whom are going to nationals, with Mikhail Golyada getting the better of Jean Bush, 214.44 to 204.71. Neither skated well in the short, but despite a fall and double, Golyada had a fairly decent free, while Bush had more large errors and less quality to make up for them. After two withdrawals, five junior men finished, with Makar Ignatov winning on a short program, while Andrei Zubar moved up to second from third by winning the free. Three senior pairs started, two nationals attendees plus the second alternates, the senior Stilbova and Fedor Klimov, after winning a short where they had big twist problems and no other problems, withdrew for Ekaterina Pitakina and Konstantin Bezmeterik to take an easy win. They totaled 140.76. Three junior pairs finished, Mila Gaitanova and Yvonne Beach-Easley won. There was no senior ice dance competition, but a junior one was won by Rebecca Kim and Carol Minoff, who represent Korea internationally. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.